Announcing from every hilltop, the gospel of Christ. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Take a moment now and join us as we unleash the riches of God's Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
Grateful that you've tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. We are continuing our study in John chapter 10 today as we look at Jesus's response to the Pharisees excommunicating this blind man in chapter 9 after Jesus had healed him and given him sight. Jesus is giving us in John 10 a direct response to their casting him out, unsynagoguing him. Verse 1, most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. So Jesus is giving a wayside proverb. And I painted the picture yesterday. Let me paint the picture again of what Jesus is describing, because everyone in Israel would have understood the basic description that he was giving. Sheep were subject to a lot of dangers in Israel. Ravines, valleys, wolves. Everyone knew this. So in each village, after a long day, they would be brought to the common sheepfold. The sheepfold was a wall or hedge made of stones used to protect the sheep. So at the end of the day, a shepherd would bring his flock into this large enclosed structure through the only door. And a porter, a doorkeeper, would guard them in the fold all night. He would stand watch at the door, and in the morning the shepherd would return and he enter through that single door. Jesus says in verse 2, he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls them by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So early in the morning, he comes to the sheepfold door. The shepherds would all gather, come through the door one at a time. They would begin to speak, and the sheep would recognize their shepherd's voice and come to him. Jesus says they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know his voice. He who climbs up some other way is a thief and a robber. Now, yesterday, we unpacked a little bit of this. They understood, of course, what the basic description was, but they didn't know why Jesus was saying it. What did it mean? Why was Jesus using it? That brings into context John 9. Who's standing in front of him? You have a poor beggar who was disregarded, shamed by the religious establishment whom Jesus had just healed, whom Jesus had just laid his loving care upon. No one else cared. You would think that the religious leaders, Israel, would have greatly rejoiced over his healing. The angels in heaven rejoice over one man's repentance. And next to him and that man, the religious leaders stand there condemning, ready to stone Jesus and his follower. All they wanted to do was cast this man out. They've modeled nothing of what the Lord spoke about. Didn't they know the Old Testament? Didn't they remember the cries in 1 Kings? I saw Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. Didn't they listen to Ezekiel, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel? Prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God to the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you've not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost. But with force and cruelty you've ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd. What did the Lord promise in that section? What Jesus is about to say in John 10 is a direct fulfillment of the promise made in Ezekiel 34. I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, my servant David. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. Do you understand? When Jesus is out in the wilderness and he's burdened, he was burdened when he saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. You know what Mark tells us he did after that was said? So he began to teach them many things. They weren't being fed with the doctrine. They weren't being fed with teaching. They weren't cared for. They needed this. He gave bread. He gave doctrine. He gave the living and abiding word, which replenishes souls. He made alive hearts. And as he spoke, flesh was constantly coming upon malnourished, dying sheep. He was recovering that which was lost. Now, this is the great application point. Here's how you discern what is of the Lord and what is not. I'm very grieved today, dear listener, that there are many sheep scattered. There are many shepherds, and these shepherds don't feed their flocks. I'm not talking, and the scriptures are not talking about financially. The scriptures are not talking about materially. The scriptures are not ultimately even talking about physically, although the Lord cares for us and he cares for our bodies. But here he's primarily focused on the teaching ministry of the church. Isn't it tragic that the teaching ministry of the church now takes the last place of importance today? You say, how can you say that? Well, you see it in the abandonment of the second service. You know, cross-denominational lines years ago, didn't matter whether you were a Baptist, a Methodist, Reformed, whatever, Presbyterian, it was across the board. God's people gathered twice on the Lord's Day to hear the word proclaimed. Through the servants God sent, they were the, quote, Vox Dei, the voice of God, how God was feeding his sheep. Many today don't find the church even necessary anymore. They just sit and listen on the radio, but they aren't involved in God's church. They don't get involved in the kingdom. They don't come to hear God's servant, whom God has sent to give bread, to give starving people nourishment. This is his special way of doing it. And what's happened today? You've seen the abandonment of these services. Even the first service that we have is all watered down. It's all built on entertainment. The teaching ministry is lost. And there's no deep exposition anymore of the Word of God. It's all shallow. It's all light. There's nothing heavenly, nothing probing to the heart, nothing life-transforming. People are starving. Sheep are starving because pastors don't preach anymore. Don't parents see their children are starving? You know? Isn't this what Hosea cried out in his day? My people, the people of Israel, God's people, are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. This is our meat, dear listener. And these sheep are nothing but prey for wolves today. They have no idea that their children, they and their children, are being hauled off to the slaughter, starving, malnourished. Jesus is the only good shepherd. And here he begins to explain his wayside saying, directly applying it to these false shepherds who don't feed the flocks, who rule God's people, maybe with smiles on their face, but with cruelty, because they don't exposit the word. They don't give the meat of the word. Listen to verse 7. Then Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. It's another one of these I am statements. It's really powerful. Notice how he says it. Of a truth, what I'm saying is really important. I am the door. Think of the sheepfold. I alone am the door of the sheep. Think of the implications of this. I am the only one by which anyone can have legitimate access into the fold. There's absolutely no other entrance. Doesn't this sound just like what Jesus is about to say in John 14? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is going to apply this whole thing by saying, I alone give access by which people enter and go out and come in, enter, this is the picture of it all, into the kingdom, into the sheepfold. All the blessings of salvation, all of it comes and is mediated through me. That's what Jesus is saying. I want you to notice what he does. He sets himself as the door in chief contrast to everything that's just happened with this blind man that the religious leaders did to him. In other words, this grand contrast is being made between the kind of shepherd the Lord Jesus Christ is and the kinds of shepherds Israel's been filled with. So applicable. Jesus has entered this sheep through the door. He has enfolded him, safely rescued him, but the leaders have done nothing but climb up some other way with the goal of fleecing this sheep. He says in verse 8, all who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. He says in verse 10, the thief does not come in except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I struggled a bit to think about exactly what Jesus, how he's applying this here. The word could mean in front of me. That sure seems to fit. All who have come and stepped in front of me are thieves and robbers. Getting back to the service issue, dear listener, how many people today starving? And we, as we downgrade the preaching and teaching ministry of the church, are we really seeing people today in the church so understanding of the Word of God, who hunger and thirst after the Word of God, who hunger and thirst after righteousness? No. It's because so many have stepped in front of Jesus Christ to receive the glory. That was not what John the Baptist showed us in John. His entire purpose was to prepare the way for the Lord so that what? John says, I would decrease and Christ would increase. Jesus is saying, all who have ever stood in front of me. Now think of this poor beggar and what they did to him. They did nothing but intimidate, rule harshly. Notice the first thing he says, they steal. All these people have ever tried to do is steal people after themselves. And if they don't get that, if they don't agree with them, they do nothing but seek violence against them. How much has this gone on in the history of the church? Jesus today is setting himself, we'll come back to this tomorrow, in contrast to all this, saying, I'm the good shepherd. I come to teach my people, to feed them on the words of life, to give them the words of life. He's going to say here, that they may be saved. I didn't come to rule them harshly. I didn't come to browbeat them into submission. I came to change lives so that they might live and have life abundantly. If you've been abused in the church by false shepherds, I'm grieved for you. I'm sorry you faced that. But today it's time to get up and come to the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, who doesn't treat God's people that way, but who loves them, who shepherds them, who gives them life so that they might have it abundantly. Come to the good shepherd. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. Join us for worship 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on Sundays. Visit us on the web, lindenurc.com. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel continue to richly bless you.